You're listening to Fabulous Women on Brooklyn's Radio.
So, the programme for and about Fabulous Women of All Ages with me, Nikki Rudd, and Jackie Mitchell. Welcome today.
Hello there, Nikki. Hi. Yes, we'll be covering interesting subjects relating to kids, life and work with three fabulous guests to talk to today on backs, masks and logistics.
To start with, on the kids section today, I'd like to welcome Tona Hughes, who's been a chiropractor for 21 years and her passion is to help families. And she's created Lux Yard, a clinic where they treat babies, toddlers and older children. And I have to say, from looking at the website, it looks an amazing place, not only to be treated, but to work.
Thank you, yeah.
So, welcome. Tell us a little bit about how you kind of have set the clinic up and how it all started.
I've been a chiropractor for a long time before I started my own practice, and it was driven out of a vision to have a one-stop place where all the therapists work under the same roof, but they actually work together for our patients. So they're not coming in just minding their own business, running their own practice, but we're working in congruence with each other for the patients. And it started 5 years ago, just before the recession, but it's been going very well. And honestly, we have a dream team, the therapist and my receptionist. They are, I wouldn't be where I am without them.
So how many people do you have actually working there?
I have 12 receptionists and my reception team, they completely embody what we believe in, and they are there for the patients. And then I have 12 therapists.
So, and I, from sort of just doing a little look around the website, it looks like you do blended therapies as well as just seeing one practitioner. So sometimes somebody might see several people at the same time, or they sort of share information.
Yeah, if you have chiropractic care, you may, which particularly works on your joints and your muscles, but a lot on your joint function, you also would benefit from having deep tissue massage, because a lot of people are very stressed, they're very tense, and if they have massage or shiatsu massage, it would help to calm the nervous system down. Equally, we have a podiatrist working with us, or the three of them, and they will look at how you're standing, and if you get better alignment from your feet up, it would help your back pain. So there's a lot of co-working which will maximise the benefit of the patient's care.
And at what sort of age is your average age of patient? Do you it looks like you deal with quite a varied range.
Absolutely. Our youngest patient is a day old, you know.
Wow.
And because we do a lot of baby care, and our oldest patient is on over 100. I would say that over 60, I think there are 30% of patients are over 60. And so therefore, from the chiropractic point of view, we are trained to amend and adapt our treatment according to the age of the patient, their individual need, and then their individual wishes for how they want to be treated as well. I call it a family practice, and it's a community clinic. So we often have three generations of patients coming in, which is such a joy to work with and an honour.
Yeah. So working with babies, I mean, that must be extremely challenging, I'm presuming. Yeah. I mean, day old probably quite easy, but a little bit older than that maybe a bit more.
Yeah, not necessarily. You can have a day old baby that screams all day, all night. I think you need to like babies and children, because we see children, school aged children, preschool aged children. You need to have a particular interest, and all my therapists are trained in the care of pregnant women and babies, and they need to really like it. Equally, my receptionists need to like children as well. So the whole atmosphere is of our families are welcome. We have toys everywhere. We have it's not a pressured or atmosphere where you feel guilty if you bring your children with you when you have treatment. They are included in the treatment, or in the care of our patients.
Do the babies have a problem when they come to see you? Or
well, yes, we do. We do a charity that we've been running for over 3 years for where we check newborn babies. Where we offer the babies a half an hour posture check. So a lot of these babies come in are absolutely fine. They just want to take advantage of our opportunity. They pay £10 that goes to the SCBU or the neonatal unit at Royal Surrey. And we offer 8 of those a month between all 4 chiropractors. But saying that, there are babies who come in that are crying a lot. They're not sleeping very well. They're not burping. They have stomach pain.
And that's an indication they have a back problem.
Yeah, I wouldn't say back. I would say that there is an indication that something isn't working. And when they're coming into us, my job is to be there. It's like a diagnostician for them. You need to, it's complicated to explain, but you observe them, you watch them, you talk to the parents, and then you examine them. And sometimes it has nothing to do with what we can do. They simply need to, the parents may need to stop drinking milk. Equally, we have a lot of babies we refer back to the GP or the specialist because we're picking up things that sometimes get missed, you know, in the neonatal, the newborn check.
Yes.
And we
yes.
do statistics on all our findings, and that helps us to reassure that we are doing the right thing because we're picking up a lot of things that we can then pass on or we can yes. give advice about.
And how does examining a baby differ from examining an adult?
Oh, massively. First of all, we say that we talk to the baby's eyes. So a lot of it is observation and then palpation with our hands. And sometimes you treat a baby lying down on the bench or on a beanbag. Sometimes it's so distressed that you have to hold it. You have to walk around with it. Sometimes the baby needs to feed, and the only way the baby can be relaxed is by feeding, and we can examine it that way. With an adult, you say, stand up, bend forward, bend left, you know, sit down, lie on your back. With a baby, it doesn't work like that. So, and with children, you can't do that either. So you have to be very gentle, very calm, very playful.
So if, because I've actually heard of people who just, when they've had a baby, obviously once they've been born, they've been squished up to go through kind of the whole birth control, the birth canal, that they, you know, quite later on in life, if they haven't had everything sort of realigned, that's when they have kind of neck problems or back problems. Is there kind of statistics that sort of back that up?
No, there isn't. And I think you... I have to be a little bit careful of drawing too many conclusions, but I'll give you an example. I see a lot of preschool children coming in, and sometimes you look at them, you look at their walking, and a lot of them can't walk very well, they can't run very well. You can look back and see that, you know, I have cases where they were lying in breech position and they came out and they couldn't lie straight, the pelvis was crooked, one leg was up. You can then draw some conclusions from that, but I think there are some conclusions you can draw, but there are no direct statistics. But if you're looking at school children, there's a lot of statistics on school children with back pain, and there's a lot of children now of particularly when they're coming up to 12 and onwards who have back pain, and that to me is an indication that we need to do something about this.
And do you think that's because they're working at computers and you know, sort of playing games, and they've got much more of a tendency to sort of suffer from repetitive strain injury?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're sitting too much in cars. They're not walking to schools anymore. And we have the syndrome called the text an X syndrome, which is equally bad for children, where they're sitting bent over their their phones, but equally their iPads. And adults are just as bad with this.
I think I might be guilty of this.
And, you know, we're putting our spines in a very unnatural position for a very long period of time. That worries me. I think children also, they're not out in the gardens playing in the same way. You know, they're not exercising as much as they should do.
No. So do you find that it's sort of a change in mindset, that if parents have had treatment, they're quite open to actually bringing the sort of children along, but otherwise it's still a kind of unknown for the people who've never had treatment before?
Yeah, it's about informed decisions. And a lot of people are not grown up with the complementary therapies in chiropractic, we look at the cause of a problem, not necessarily the symptom. And we're not trained like that, you know, in a background, we're trained to just, if you got a fever, you take Calpol, you know, and from a chiropractic point of view, we look at where something might stem from. So yes, the patients who come to us who have children, they often bring the children in for posture checks. And then we talk to them about the sort of things you may look at. Growing pain is often an indication that there is an asymmetry of the posture. So a child is running unevenly, and they will always have it on the night they had PE. A child who... we have a lot of children with toddler tantrums, and it comes around the time where their face is changing, the jaw is changing, and they may get some tension around the mouth and the jaw. And so they may walk around with a little sort of tension headache. And their tolerance level is much, much lower. And they're, so when we relax them and massage them and do cranial work on them, that their toddler tantrums are much reduced because they're much more comfortable in their bodies.
Mm. And the cranial work, is that when it looks like you're not doing that much, but you're doing that sort of very light finger movements, if you like?
Yeah.
I don't know what's the best way to describe it.
Absolutely. I would say if we go back to the babies, the treatment for babies, we have a film on our website showing me treating a baby. It just looks like I'm doing massage and moving and stretching. And it's so gentle. And the babies usually enjoy it a lot. They often fall asleep. But So it's very, very gentle. And the cranial work, it's about holding, and sometimes you're assessing by you're feeling you're feeling with your fingers, and it's very, very gentle, and quite enjoyable and very relaxing as well.
And so, is it true that you dyed your hair blue?
Oh yes. I did, yes. My children were ever so embarrassed by that. We've recently had a big charity event, which is now becoming a community event for our area in Whitley Milford in Surrey, for Teenage Cancer Trust. We had a whole week. We tried to make it as wacky and engaging as possible. So we've had an art competition at a local school called Chandler Junior School, involving Jamie's Italian in Guildford. We've had cupcake sale, and I had my hair blue. We walked around with blue, neon blue wigs for a long time. I went to my gym in my wig, and so far we raised £2,300.
Oh, brilliant. And you're planning something else, aren't you? Also a CD?
Yeah, oh yes. Well, the follow-on is that our local senior school is going to their annual charity is now Teenage Cancer Trust too, so I'm involved in helping them. And the local music school called The Music Works, we're trying to put together a CD made by teenagers for teenagers, for Teenage Cancer Trust. So we're going to have vocalists singing who are teenagers. We're trying to get local teenagers to do the music production. And we're hoping to get children from the Royal Marsden who are currently receiving care to come and be part of the panel to choose which tracks to do. And also we're doing a competition for the cover of the CD. And we're hoping that they can be part of choosing which one's going to be the winning one.
Okay, and when will that be out?
Well, we're going to run it in 2013. Uh-huh. So at the moment, okay, we're creating it and creating an interest, and we're hoping to sell it in 2013 for charity.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Well, wish you best of luck with that one.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So, okay, it's sort of coming to the end of your time, sadly, because I could actually listen. I'm actually writing down my wish list of which therapies I would like to go for next. We usually ask our guests for some top tips.
Yes.
I just wondered if you had some top tips that you might be able to.
Absolutely. I would say if you're a new mother and you have a baby, my top tip would be to make sure you give your baby tummy time every day.
What's tummy time?
Tummy time. Guidelines is that baby should sleep on the back, and that means that they're not spending enough time on the front. So during daytime, when you're with your baby observing the baby, start by putting your baby on the tummy every time you change the nappy, so they can start lifting the head up and strengthening the muscles and developing the curve of the neck. Lie the baby on your tummy, talk to them, look at them. The other thing I would also say to new moms, try not to have them in car seats for too long. Make sure they're lying on their backs kicking the arms and legs. Well, pregnant moms, my magic wand wish would be that you all made sure that you're in good alignment before you're pregnant, so that you are ready for the changes of your body to carry a baby. But equally, I would say make sure you have good shoes, because most pregnant women have either flip-flops or very flat shoes, and it really causes strain on your back and your hips. And my second tip for pregnant women would be to just make sure you stand evenly, and particularly if you have toddlers, that you're not carrying your toddler on your hip, swinging it off to one side, because that is more likely to cause unevenness and strain of your muscles.
So if they do that, or they just need to make sure that they are one side first and then the next time on the other side if they're going to do it at all?
Or carry the baby or their toddler in front of them. Or get something like a hippocheek belt that is like a little shelf, and then you can just put your child from 3 months on your side, and you're not tilting your pelvis one way or another.
Blimey. Sounds so a good many. Idea, that. Yeah, excellent.
So many new things.
Yeah, God. Absolutely.
Well, that was fantastic. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
And sharing with us.
Thank you for letting me come here.
And what about your website, in case people want more information?
Yes, it's called, it's www.luxyardclinic, luck as in a luck, L-U-C-K-S. If you want more information about our babies, you will find under therapist and chiropractic and babies, there is a film there showing how we're working. But we also have lots of films on the website. We have a blog. We put articles about health and well-being out every day. We're on Facebook. We're very active on Facebook. And we also have a Twitter page. So you can follow and get lots of information on health and well-being there.
Fantastic. And I did have a look at some of the videos and it made me want to come and work there. That's how good. Even though I know nothing about, you know,
thank
some
you.
But yeah, no, really, really fantastic. Good work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. And that was Tony Hughes from Luxyard Clinic.
This is Fabulous Women every Tuesday lunchtime on Brooklands Radio, online community radio for North Surrey. You can email your questions or comments to studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk. We'd love to hear from you fabulous women.